Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Ryan Redhawk broadcasting live from Startup Riot 2015 at the beautiful Terminal West King Plow Arts Center. We've had our first presenters this morning. Everybody's currently on a lunch break, and it's very good atmosphere here, a great buzz in the air. And it's my great pleasure to introduce two gentlemen who have founded Bitmo. First, Logan Allen. Good morning, or good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
And his co-founding partner over there, John Blum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you guys are here. You already presented this morning. How did that go?
I thought it went really well. Honestly, the judges seemed to be really interested in what I was talking about, and I think the crowd responded really well, too. We have a lot of tweets about us already.
Excellent. And so you weren't nervous at all going up there?
Oh, no. I just listened to music for about half an hour beforehand.
Got in the zone, right? Yeah. And then you had your 3 minutes up on stage. And did you find that was too much time, too little time?
Oh, I thought it was perfect. I paced it really well so that I was able to just talk about the problem for most of it and then just tie in with the solution in the last minute and a half.
Excellent. And then you had the judging portion, that last 3 minutes as well, right?
Sure.
Question and answers from the judges. Were you intimidated there at all?
Oh, no. I thought that they asked some really great questions, but I was really happy to be able to clarify for them because they were thinking some interesting thoughts, but I'd already kind of like been along those same lines, so I had some good answers.
All right. Excellent. Okay, John, tell me, what is Bitmo?
So Bitmo is simply a Bitcoin exchange service that solves a lot of the problems that Bitcoin exchange services have right now. In essence, you know, we're faster, more secure than most services, and we've got a hell of a design.
Okay. And so who was the spearhead behind this operation and kind of bringing it forward?
So one day a couple of weeks ago, I said to Logan, man, we should come up with a better way to get Bitcoin into our lives. And then about a week later, Logan texts me at about 6 a.m. and he goes, I've been coding for about 8 hours. You know, we're going to have a company now.
Okay. So you guys only 6 weeks in the making so far, right?
We're very close. We haven't been doing it for very long, but at the same time, we're very close to launch.
Okay.
We plan on launching in mid-March.
So you're okay, pretty soon to launch.
We're sprinting.
Yeah, I can see that. You guys are fast-tracking, and Startup Riot is a great place to kind of keep that launch on target. What brought you here today? How'd you find out about Startup Riot?
So I have some friends who are really good friends with Sanjay, who's the founder of Startup Riot, and so I was really excited because we were able to connect with him, and we actually were able to get in to Startup Riot because someone else dropped out at the last minute.
Okay.
We actually kind of applied later than we were supposed to, but it was great anyway.
Very good. And so you guys are both freshmen. That's Georgia Tech, or you're a sophomore, you're a freshman, is that right?
We're both freshmen.
Both freshmen at Georgia Tech. And what's your study?
I'm studying computer science, and John is too.
John, both computer science. That's good. And so do you currently use Bitcoin, or have you been having some personal troubles with, you know, kind of putting that whole thing together? Or is this something you thought the general public would need?
So I think that a lot of young professionals, especially computer science majors and engineers at Georgia Tech, and things along those lines, have at least tried to buy Bitcoin at least once, just for the novelty at the very least. Mm-hmm. I have some other friends who work at BitPay and things like that, so they actually have it in their daily lives. And so I've listened to them complain and like have problems with it a lot.
Yeah. And so I don't know much about Bitcoin. Of course, I've heard about it. I've never even attempted it. But from my perspective, I don't trust it. I don't know what's going on out there. So is that something you can provide to the general public to give them a more kind of a trusting feeling when using Bitcoin, or maybe get them the opportunity to try it out?
Absolutely. So the point of Bitmo is really to offer a convenient, easily accessible way for consumers to get Bitcoin while simultaneously giving them a sense of security that they would have with using a bank.
Okay, right. And so, same, John, your 2 cents on that?
I mean, I just reiterate what Logan said. I mean, people want to use Bitcoin or like Bitcoin exchanges as their bank, and you want to have that security, and we can provide that kind of security.
Yeah, but it's all kind of in the cloud, in inner space. Well, so where's that trust factor for a guy like me who wants to get started using it, but yet I get that peace and safety and security that, you know, it's just like regular money.
See, I would argue that Bitcoin actually has a higher sense of security. Once you know that you have that Bitcoin and it's in your Bitcoin wallet, mm-hmm. You can really feel greater ownership over that than, I would say, than whatever money's in your debit card.
right? And I see one of your slogans here for Bitmo is security made simple, invest with confidence. So, but for a guy who just wants to go to the store and purchase, you know, a six-pack of beer, I mean, he can't use Bitco, you know, for, can you use Bitco for that?
You can in Europe.
You can.
Yes, you already can. And you can in some places in Portland and California. But a lot of services are actually adding ways to buy things with Bitcoin, to tip your servers with Bitcoin,
right,
and a lot of other things along those lines. So we're not really worried about whether it's going to be adopted. We're just worried about you getting your Bitcoin quickly and easily.
Right. You want to receive your Bitcoin almost instantly. So what is it specifically that Bitmo does that makes that transfer so easily and accessible?
So we have this magic box, basically.
Okay.
Sure. That we figured out a way that can allow you to receive your Bitcoin and start using it in the same day, which no one else can offer because
right.
of the way that we're, it's kind of a proprietary system, you could say.
So you have this secret code, like you said, this magic box where things happen behind the scenes.
Right.
But then you get and receive that Bitcoin, that value almost instantly. So what is like the transfer time these days without your system?
7 days.
7 days. Wow. That's and you're going to make it happen in one day, you said?
Yes.
That's a great ramp there. That's a good start. That's awesome. I mean, that again, in my mind, gives me the confidence going forward that I can maybe start using Bitcoin in my regular life, everyday situations, like going to the store or tipping your waiter or waitress. So you guys just started 6 weeks ago. You presented here at Startup Riot 2015. Where do you see you guys going 6 weeks from now, maybe 6 months from now? What's kind of on the horizon for you guys?
So I'm moving to California for the summer, and while I'm there, I'm going to be definitely talking to some investors and starting to go through that process. But up until that point that I'm in Cali, I'm not going to really be bothering with investors. We're just going to bootstrap it, pay for everything ourselves.
Right.
And we're going to just try to start building our user base once we launch our product.
Yeah. And how do you get the word out currently to maybe Bitcoin users who are already actively using it, or somebody, again, like myself, who may be thinking about using? How are you getting your message out to the people?
I mean, here we are for one, and then we're meeting with a couple various Bitcoin clubs. We are building rapport online, and it's one of those things that it's got a positive acceleration where once one user is using our product, another one is going to want to use it.
Yeah. Are you guys on social media, Twitter, Facebook,
oh, yes.
all that?
Absolutely.
Go ahead and plug those handles, if you will.
Sure. So we're Bitmo.io on Twitter.
Okay.
And you can find us on Facebook at Bitmo.io.
Okay. Bitmo.io on Twitter and Bitmo.io on Facebook. The website is www.bitmo.io. That's right. And you guys are here in Atlanta, but you're hoping to branch out, you know, get some users from all over the world potentially, right?
Absolutely.
That's great. So so thank you very much for being a guest here today on Business Radio X. And I know Startup Riot is lucky to have a couple of young, you know, entrepreneurs like yourself here presenting today. Wish you much success going forward. Congratulations and keep up the good work. On behalf of Business Radio X, this is Ryan Redhawk broadcasting live from Terminal West, King Plow Arts Center for Startup Riot 2015. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.